Would there be any justice in that sense that, let's pretend going forward, that Bruce Rauner were to win, and with the tax issue unresolved, he's been out there and says he has a plan. We haven't seen it yet, but for Illinois finances, but it would involve the rollback of the income tax. Hey, newly elected governor, there you go. This is in your lap.
You know, we have to be more responsible than that. Bruce Rauner's playing politics. He's not going to give you a plan. He's just going to say, cut the waste and fraud. He doesn't probably even know that much about what's in our budget at this point. And no one, it seems like, has yet asked him for those answers. So hopefully...
We've tried.
Yeah, well, hopefully you'll be successful, because I don't think you're going to find much. And so we have to be responsible. We have to do what we know we have to do, and that is to pass a budget that funds and invests money in education and provides money for basic human services, while at the same time we've done so much work in cutting state government where we can and making it more efficient. He doesn't know that, but he'll find out if he looks closely at what we've been working on for the last 5 years.
He doesn't know that because, or may not know that because he likes to talk about it, how much an asset it is that he is a newcomer to state government. That seems to play into his term limits initiative. You have been a part of the General Assembly since, I think, 1979. And what, give me a reason why it is an advantage to have a career in state government for that long versus being a newcomer? Why should term limits not be in place? And how are people advantaged by people that have been coming to Springfield for decades?
Yeah, last year when people got sworn in the Senate, there were an average term for the senators were 6 years and 2 months. There were 16 freshmen senators out of 59. We have a great combination of people like Senator Rodonio with institutional memory and myself, along with a bunch of young folks who have really young, fresh ideas. And so it's a great combination. In the states that have had this imposed on them, it doesn't work. Lobbyists and the staff just take over. The state provides basic services. It's not a company where you can just sell off the Medicaid part of your company because it's not making any money. You have to provide basic services and educational services, and these involve some tough choices. So this is what the public should demand these answers from Mr. Rauner during this campaign.
There are those that say it would be to Illinois' advantage, regardless of the person, but to have a Republican in the governor's office, that one-party control has been bad for state government. Do you see any truth to that? That, as you've talked about, it especially facing an election year, it can be difficult for one party to wear the jacket for all policies, and that there could be either better conversations or at least a spread of responsibility that would maybe lead Illinois forward if there were some more Republicans in powerful positions?
It's not necessary because, as I've said, the issues that we've had to tackle in the last 5 years have required bipartisan votes. And I certainly have worked with the Republicans on all these issues. And we wouldn't have passed them without the bipartisan support. So we already have bipartisanship here in Illinois. Keep in mind also there's a total different mentality, I think, in the Republican Party than back when Jim Thompson was the governor and Jim Edgar. There were moderate Republicans. This party tends to nominate people who seem to be extremely conservative, even though they try to shift back to the middle after a primary. We don't need somebody who's so anti-union. We take on the unions when we need to, on pensions and on McCormick Place, for example, but we don't think they should be abolished like some people. And the insensitivity of being in favor of the minimum wage being reduced as opposed to increased is evidence of the fact that this is a cold and heartless party that is not worthy of having the governorship.
There is also a constitutional effort that would change how legislative districts are drawn. There are those who say that because Democrats are in charge, they get to determine the boundaries without really any or enough input from Republicans or the other party, that it's behind closed doors. What is your assessment of the redistricting amendment? And if it does get the number of signatures that are necessary. Would you be involved in any effort, either through the State Board of Elections, knocking off signatures, or a lawsuit to try and get it off the ballot?
We had the every 10 years you redistrict, you have to do it by passing a bill. We passed legislation requiring input from all throughout the state, had hearings all throughout the state. Passed a bill. There was a lawsuit, and two Republican-dominated courts ruled that our statute was constitutional because you have to follow the Voting Rights Act. You have to follow case law. You have to make sure that minorities have an opportunity to elect people. It's very complicated. You can't just throw numbers into a computer. Now, what we did in both the congressional races as well as the legislative races, districts, was to have a fair map that resulted in 18 congressional districts that Mark Kirk won two-thirds of them. Mark Kirk won 12 of the 18 existing brand-new congressional districts. That doesn't sound like gerrymandering to me. How about the Illinois Senate? There's 59 Senate districts. Bill Brady in 2010 won 31, a majority of the Senate districts. That doesn't sound like gerrymandering to me. So I think, once again, people have put out false information. They haven't looked at the statistics. And you cannot just look at a map and say, well, that looks funny. That's drawn funny. Well, that's driven by the desire to comply with the Constitution, to comply with the Voting Rights Act, to comply with the opportunity for minorities to be put in districts where they can have an opportunity to elect one of their own. And so if people knew those things, I think they'd be less inclined to want to support a change.
So you do not support the change. Would you, however, be part of an effort to get it off the ballot if it's successful?
Well, let's wait and see.